I begin my introduction with a quote from J. Krishnamurti. He's saying, "You know, what I am trying to say is really quite simple. You must find a new way of living, a new way of acting, to find out what love means. And to find that out, you cannot use the old instruments that we have, the intellect, the emotions, the tradition, the accumulated knowledge. Those are the old instruments. They have their value at certain levels of existence, but they have no value when we are asking, when we are trying to find out a way of living which is actually new." So this is our exploration during this workshop. What is that new way of living? What is a new beginning? I think we all must be asking this question in some way or the other. And when do we ask this question? Obviously, when we see the limited nature of the way we are living. When we see the world around us, when we see the world inside us, we see a lot of fragmentation, a lot of disharmony. And when we bring a little attention to it, we realize that we are living most of the time with the old instruments of thought, the old instrument of emotions, feelings. Our whole approach of life perhaps is based upon this old instrument. And that is why there is no any newness, a real depth in the way of our living, collectively and individually on this earth. So we are going to ask in our meeting, what is that new way of living? What is the new instrument towards which J. Krishnamurti is talking about? And in order to ask this question, there needs to be a profound discontentment with the old instruments we have. And that discontentment is a very creative process. And this discontentment is not just dissatisfaction, that we are bored with something and now we are searching for something new. If our search for the new is based on just boredom with the old, then it is just a reaction. And it will not take us very deep. Because then we will again become bored with something new. again and again search for something else. And this is what the old mind does, moving from one thing to another, escaping from one thing to another. So we are not talking about that. We are talking about this profound discontentment, which is not searching for a substitute. It's not a process of desire to find something more exciting, more thrilling for the thought, for the mind. So can we ask this question? If there is something totally new, a new approach to life, a new way of living, a new way of relating, which is not based on the past, which is not based on any old instrument. And we are not seeking answer within that field of knowledge. This is important. When we put a question like this, it is like an impossible question for the mind to answer. So we are not searching for an answer again from that old stuff, the old field. And is it happening now? Are we going back into the past knowledge to give an answer? Or we are in a state of complete stillness now. When you hear this question, is there a new beginning, a new, totally new way of living? What is the quality of my presence now? We can pay attention to the fact if mind is searching for the answer from the books, from the old knowledge, and we can instantly realize the futility of it. If we are listening deeply now, then mind will naturally stop searching for the answer from the old instrument. This itself is a deep insight. Not to search for an answer from that field of knowledge. Of course, that field of knowledge has a value, has a place in our day-to-day survival in the technological world. We are not denying that. But when we are asking, when we are exploring this whole field of consciousness, when we are exploring ourselves, that knowledge, that old instrument is no longer valid. So mind would hesitate to look for an answer from its past baggage. And that is a turning point. That we become disinterested in finding an answer from that old field. Now, what is the state of being here and now? The mind is not searching anything. It is quiet. It is still. And this quietness or stillness has no motive. It is naturally a byproduct of an insight. Insight that a new way of living cannot be discovered through an old instrument. So this insight itself is a new beginning. And with this insight comes a presence which is not dependent on the past. It is not dependent on anything. So we are going to explore the nature of this presence. And this exploration into a pure presence will give us further insights into this new way of living, a new beginning. See the quality of presence here and now. Can we bring attention to that? What is happening in this presence? Let us look at it very simply. I am sitting in a space. I am aware of my body. I am aware of my breathing, sensations. I am aware of the room where I am sitting, the space. I am aware of this instrument in front of which I am sitting. I am aware of people whom I can see. I am aware of my listening. So there is a simple awareness of what is taking place here and now. And this is part of presence. And now we go a little deeper inside ourselves. Are we aware of what mind is doing now? Are we aware of perhaps some reactions which might be happening in the field of the mind? And the nature of those reactions could be that there may be some kind of resistance if there is. So am I aware of that? If there is any sense of resistance, am I aware if mind is comparing what it is hearing now and what it has heard earlier from other people, from books and all that? So, am I aware of this whole field of the mind, the whole field of the consciousness, with all its reactions, comparisons, judgments? Or there can be a sense of quietness. So is there an awareness, a total awareness, inside and outside, without any judgment, without any sense of forcing oneself, just a simple, effortless awareness? And if there is any effort coming, am I aware of that also? Now, I invite all of us to do a simple experiment. can I tell myself if there is anything about which I am not aware of in this moment? Can you find out even a single thing which you are not aware of now? Or, in other words, can you find the border of the awareness where you can say awareness ends here, now something begins? Perhaps it is not possible to find the border of awareness. Perhaps I cannot say what I am not aware of, because the field of awareness has no limits. It is endless. So we can get a taste of this quality of awareness, which is the quality of presence. And it is not my presence or your presence. It is just a presence. The story of my comes through my conditioning, through my influences, which I have received since childhood. And that is fine. And there can be an awareness of that also. So awareness is not exclusive, it is all inclusive. It is not conditional. It is unconditional. So you are aware of all the conditions you have or the mind has. And with this quality of awareness, how do I live? I mean, what is the quality of living? Am I creating any separation then? Separation based on me and you? Because the biggest problem for humanity is this psychological separation. And this separation is based on the conditioning, on the old instrument, which is based on division. So division is a story which mind keeps telling to itself and to others. Then the whole world, whole society is reinforcing that story, that myth of separation. And to be aware of this myth of separation is a new beginning, because then you can see how destructive it is. It is the cause of all the wars which are happening on this earth. It is the cause of all the wars which are happening inside me and in my relationship. So we can have an instant insight into the limited nature of this me, which is based on conditioning, which is based on thought process. So this awareness can reveal the falseness of this separating process. earlier mind was engaging in this separation, believing that it will give me security. But this illusion is shattered through this insight, which comes through this unconditional, effortless awareness that this story of separation projected by conditioned mind is false, is illusory. And then there is a natural peace inside me and in my relationship. So this effortless awareness can manifest through certain qualities, and these are great gifts of life, the great powers of life. So presence, a choiceless presence, which is choiceless awareness, is a great gift of life. It's not that we have to create it. If I have to create something, then it will be based on again, the old instrument. And it will fade away. You will practice it. After some time, it will become mechanical and fade away. So, we are not talking about creating something. We are just exploring some eternal qualities of life, which we have forgotten. So, this workshop is a deep reminder of those qualities, the quality of pure awareness. It is there. It's not that I have to create it. So, can I be aware of this great gift here and now? And this great gift can manifest into deep listening. Listening which has no borders, a listening which is not just verbal, which is not limited to our just ears, but a listening which goes beyond the verbal hearing. So, this deep listening can open a door to this pure presence which we are talking about here and now. When my whole heart is open, my whole being is open, not just the intellectual capacities, that is just one small part of this immense being. So, listening is an open door to that new way of living. So, are we listening profoundly here and now? What is happening in this listening? Is there any separation in this listening that you are listening to somebody else? Or is it just listening? It's not that you are listening to something, but simply listening in itself. And in this listening, my whole being is open. There is no limit to it. There is no seeking in this listening. There is no motive. It's like endless open skies in which clouds may come, but they are not a problem. Thoughts may come, reactions may come, they will come and drift away. So you are not struggling with any of those clouds. A sky is never struggling with any cloud. It is not a problem. It is so open, so vast, that it is embracing everything. It is not complaining. It's not blaming anything. What is happening in society or the world, it is what it is. I'm not making a problem out of it. I'm not making a problem out of myself. Because there is this profound, deep listening, which is part of this pure awareness. So it's not that you and me are listening. This awareness itself is listening. Then this listening is a deep act of love, affection, in which there is no separation. There is no story dominating in this listening. One can listen to any story compassionately, but then you are not that story. Story is happening in my life and how mind is interpreting it. One can listen to that without being identified with it, without being trapped into any story. And that is the beginning of transformation. That is the beginning of a new way of living here and now.